Child Protection. Warrington Borough Council are the local authority responsible for investigating concerns about children in Warrington. Anybody can report concerns to them if they are worried about a child in Warrington. They call this a referral. Referrals can be made from anybody, for example a neighbour, a school teacher, a GP, the police or a family member. Members of the public can choose to make anonymous referrals. When children's social care are told that a child may be at risk of harm, they have to investigate this by law. At risk of harm means that something bad is happening or has happened to a child. 1. What could happen if the child is at immediate risk of harm or danger? Immediate risk of harm or danger means children's social care need to act straight away to keep the child safe. If the child is at immediate risk of harm or danger, then there are a number of different things they can do. The police have the power to remove a child from their home and to move them to a place of safety for up to 72 hours, 3 days. They can do this if they think that the child would be at risk of significant harm if they did not remove them. They do not need to go to court to do this, but they must tell Children's Social Care what they have done. Children's Social Care can go to court and ask for an Emergency Protection Order, or EPO. If the court agrees, the Emergency Protection Order gives Children's Social Care the power to temporarily remove a child to a place of safety. This order has to be reviewed every day and lasts up to 8 days. It can be extended another 7 days with the court's permission. Children's Social Care can go to court and ask for an exclusion order. If the court agrees, then an exclusion order can be granted so that an abusive person who is at risk to the child is removed from the family home. This can only happen if the adult in the home responsible for the child agrees. Children's Social Care can ask the court for an assessment order. This gives Children's Social Care the power to investigate concerns about a child without the parent's or carer's permission. An assessment order lasts for 7 days. If the child is at risk of female genital mutilation, then the court can grant a Female Genital Mutilation Protection Order, or FGMPO. This order will say what needs to be done to protect the child from female genital mutilation. This may involve removing their passports so that a parent is not allowed to take the child abroad. 2. What could happen if the child is not at immediate risk of harm or danger? Children's Social Care will think about what has been reported to them and make a decision about what to do next. There are different things that they could decide to do depending on the concerns and the situation. They might decide to take no further action. This means they don't need to do anything. This could be because the family has made a plan to sort out the concerns, or that the reports that were made were not true or serious enough. They could start a Section 17 assessment, a child in need assessment. If they decide that the child's health and development needs the support of services, then they could choose to do an assessment.